Air and seaports have resumed activity in the Yemeni city of Aden a day after the president struck an agreement with Ansarullah fighters to end tensions in the country. On Wednesday, security authorities had closed all crossings into the southern port city after days of clashes between the Houthi and Ansarullah fighters and government forces in the capital, Sana'a. Now, officials say there is no need to continue the closure as security concerns are over after the deal. According to the new agreement, Ansarullah fighters will pull out from the presidential compound. The deal also includes a clause that would answer their demands to amend the constitution and expand their role in parliament and state institutions.
The Houthi fighters, also known as Ansarullah, have taken full control of the presidential palace in Sana'a. This came after fierce clashes at the compound with presidential guards. Ansarullah's leader has said the move was necessary in order to pressure President Abdurrabbu Mansour Hadi to meet the demands of the Yemeni people and to counter what he called foreign conspiracies aimed at dividing Yemen.
There was no other options available but for the Yemeni people to make a move and counter these foreign plots. It is the Yemeni people's right to counter these plots because such plots are targeting their security and stability and their economy and also their independence and country's sovereignty. These conspiracies is also targeting the people's future. There was no other choices but to stand firm in front of these schemes.
In the midst of the Houthis' rise to power, Yemeni politicians have accused Abdelmalek al-Houthi of coordinating a military coup against Hadi's regime. Ansarullah's political office in Sana'a has, however, rejected the claims and insists they are moving in accordance with the Peace and National Partnership Agreement signed back in September.
The Houthi leader's speech yesterday was very clear. He gave reassurance to beneficial foreign projects in Yemen and gave reassurance to political factions of the country when he said that we are not against any political party or any entity in the country. The speech of the Houthi leader indicated that there are no intentions to try and execute what they're calling a military coup.
Tensions between the Yemeni government and Ansarullah mounted after the Houthis detained President Hadi's chief of staff, Ahmed Uwad bin Mubarak, who was also the president of Yemen's National Dialogue Conference. The Houthi movement accuses Hadi and his chief of staff of violating the peace and national partnership deal, which Houthis believe is the only way forward for Yemen.
Yusuf Maori, Press TV, Sana'a.